Just as Advent is supposed to be characteristic of the whole Christian experience, namely to live in a state of expectancy, so Lent, too, is just an intensified form of what we're supposed to be doing all the time. Namely, a clarification, a purification of our lives, and a more earnest search for God. And what Lent does is provide a bunch of really useful metaphors for that effort. And I think the leading one, which we saw even last Sunday, is that of the wilderness, the desert. If you read the scriptures, both the Hebrew scriptures and the New Testament, it's astonishing how often that recurs. The desert is the privileged place. The wilderness is the place where people go to meet God. So I just wanted to talk today a little bit about what you might consider a program for Lent. What is the wilderness? And then in the course of the weeks of Lent, fill in what might be useful to you, and I hope to me, elements that would constitute that wilderness. The linguistic origin of wilderness, of course, is wild. I find as I go through the dictionaries, an old English word, which just means untamed, and it's, of course, counterpart is what's domestic, what's home, what's familiar, what's manageable, what's tame. And what the reason for that, the power of that image is this, that we live within our own skins, within our own world, within a world that we want to make secure, familiar, comfortable. But we do that always at the cost of closing ourselves off from our real selves, from each other, and above all from God. Somebody said that human beings are essentially insecure animals. All the other animals seem to be quite at home in the world and manage to do their business. But we are troubled creatures. Troubled about who we are, about what our place in the world is, about what the world itself is. And I think that provides a leverage for this constant search to settle in too quickly, too comfortably. And so when we're called to the wilderness, it is precisely to be called to that exercise where we re-examine all those comfortable things and try to move somehow beyond them, to be open, therefore, to be open to God, to the unfamiliar, and therefore, to some extent, to the dangerous. So the question is how do we constitute a wildness within our own lives? I mean, our lives seem chock-a-block full, no empty spaces. We have the war to worry about. We got the stock market to worry about. We got schedules to worry about. We got the kids to worry about. We have plenty. But Lent is saying, no. You have to open up spaces. You have to, in a very real sense, as one writer puts it, go feral. Feral, you remember those strange children raised by animals. We have to go into a situation where life is not so familiar, so comfortable, where life is wild. This is a preliminary thing. The three great acts of piety express this pretty well. Prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. I mean, we live in a society in which obesity is a major health problem. So fasting would take us into one kind of unfamiliar territory. almsgiving. I mean, we live in the time of straitened economic situation for most of us. And yet, this is the kind of extravagance of giving money away to other people also breaks open some of that security. But it's prayer, I think, that provides the best way of understanding this. Because what does one do when one prays? Prayer is precisely the effort to get beyond all those things that tell us who we are, what we are to do, to unhinge us, in other words, from our place in the world, and to make us available to God. That line from Augustine that I've quoted time after time through all these years, Lord, let me know myself, let me know you. Prayer is essentially the search for God and the search for the self, which means that the self that I know, the comfortable, familiar, domesticated self, is not the real self. And therefore, to pray is to examine that real self and to move in the faith that that real self is not, in fact, the self that I know, the self that I'm familiar with. So, to go wild into the wilderness. It's very hard to do. Our lives are too full, too busy. But I think that's exactly what the asceticism, the exercising, that's a Greek word, asceticism means. The exercising that we need, the discipline that we need to try to move into that wilderness, to create our own wildernesses, our own deserts. Because it's only when we move beyond where we are, it's only when we don't have anything to rely on except God, which is why the desert is so privileged a metaphor in the Exodus story and Hosea from last week. Remember, Hosea said he's going to take his whore wife into the desert and then bind her to him with bonds of love. So she can't rely on all the standard stuff that fills her life. So this I just propose as a theme for your own thinking and praying this week, and then we'll try to, I'll make some suggestions to fill in what precise shape that wilderness may have.